As the former CEO of Shell Oil and now head of a group called Citizens for Affordable Energy, John Hofmeister considers this puzzling dilemma every day. It seems like everyone is jumping on the natural gas bandwagon right now. So why then is the actual extraction of it still so controversial? Well, Hofmeister blames his own industry.
The starting point of the energy business has been and will be public acceptance, public tolerance, public understanding.
Now, Hofmeister says the industry's business model is skewed. Companies should be putting engagement with the public and policymakers before shareholders. He says that would go a long way to winning development support in gas-rich states like Colorado. Now, the number of oil and gas permits issued has declined precipitously after being at an all-time high during the Bush administration, even as Colorado has pushed an ambitious plan to retire coal-fired power plants and replace them with cleaner natural gas. This fact was not lost on speakers like former Governor Bill Owens, who said the problem isn't industry, it's the government.
This administration simply doesn't understand or appreciate the role of the private sector in our economic system all too often.
But supporters of the administration say the very role of the federal government is to regulate the industry and ensure that a balance is struck between development and the environment. Jim Martin is the former Colorado Department of Natural Resources director who now heads EPA's Region 8.
We are spending a tremendous amount of time and a lot of our resources at Region 8 trying to find ways in which we can promote responsible development of natural gas in a number of different basins here in Region 8.
The annual conference wraps up Thursday. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Ziegler.